Waverly just wanted to be normal. She wanted a house that didn't need security, a family that didn't spend their entire lives pretending for the cameras. She wanted a job where people didn't follow her around, demanding to know what she had for breakfast and who she was sleeping with. Where no one wanted a piece of her, or maliciously hoped to witness a very public and humiliating downward spiral. It was the real Hollywood story. The industry built you up so the audience could gleefully tear you back down. She'd never had a chance at normal. Not the daughter of two Hollywood legends whose volatile love story was more fascinating than any film. Their partnership had cemented a renown more permanent than their side-by-side stars on the Walk of Fame. After a conception timed perfectly to coincide with one of her parents' movie premieres, Waverly joined the Sinner clan. She'd inherited her mother's golden looks and her father's acting range, but their desire for the spotlight seemed to have skipped a generation. However, not following in the family footsteps was not an option. At 20, she already had 12 movies under her belt. She'd won an Oscar at 15, been gifted this very Mercedes from a studio at 16, and filed her first lawsuit against tabloids at 18. She had her own star on the Walk of Fame. She'd never attended a day of school, instead getting her education crowded around tight tables and trailers with on-set tutors. Prom and homecoming had been traded for hundreds of red carpets. She wasn't ungrateful. The opportunities that this life, this career, had provided for her were immeasurable. But they came at a price. As the rarefied air of Bel Air fell away from her, the wind, dry from the desert with just a hint of salt from the Pacific, whipped over her. Estates and lush green country clubs gave way to rows of Spanish-style houses crowded along congested roads that snaked their way around canyons. She wasn't sure where she was going. Maybe the canyon, maybe the coast. But she knew exactly what she was leaving behind. All those demands that piled up on her shoulders were beginning to take a toll. She had a family legacy to live up to, her mother liked to remind her. And her success provided for others. She couldn't just walk away from agents and assistants and stylists and attorneys. They depended on her. An image of her mother flashed into her mind as she squeezed into traffic on Sunset Boulevard. Waverly didn't know whether her father's philandering had spurred her mother's drinking, or vice versa. But the two had fed each other's vices for years now. It didn't surprise her to find her father in such a compromising position. However, his decision to bring his date into her home did.